Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. You know, you think, have I really been living like that for so long? It's a bit like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You just think, wow, how have I been affording to pay so much more? It is time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text and data for $15 a month. And the quality of their mobile service in comparison to your old provider is special. You could be saving so much money. So say goodbye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, unexpected overages. You can use your own phone number, bring along all your existing contacts, and ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal, where you get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/HPP. That's mintmobile.com/HPP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/HPP. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gig on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hi there, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. Just a short episode with one of the greatest thinkers that's joined us on High Performance, sharing their words of wisdom. And we really hope that over the next few minutes you feel those words impact you, lift you up, give you some energy to attack whatever it is in your life that's proving a challenge at the moment. And today is a brilliant conversation with someone who knows what it is like not just to be in the pack and scrapping and fighting for his actual life, not just for his career, but also a man who knows what it feels like as well to lead from the front. Before we get going, huge thanks as always to Lotus Cars. If you want to find out more, just check out Lotus Cars across social media or head to lotuscars.com. They're our founding partner. And this is a short clip from one of our previous guests, the former head of the British Army, General Lord Richard Dannett.
Life is pretty complex. I try and simplify life, particularly when I'm talking about what you need to do in life to young people, children, prize givings and so on. And I say that high performance is driven by aiming high, being the best that you can, and remembering that courage is key. Life is not as simple as ABC, but it's surprising how often when I give a talk based on aiming high, being the best, and saying that courage is key, people play that back to me. I was on the train from Norwich to London a few years ago. A chap looked at me and said, aim high, be the best, courage is key. He'd obviously listened to what I said. So those three things I find actually drive high performance.
Well, Damien, those words have really struck with me since we had that conversation with Richard, to aim high, to be your best. But I think the one that a few people have got in touch with actually to ask us about is the third one, courage is key. Why do you think that hits home with people so much?
I don't think any significant achievement can be achieved without courage. I think it's almost like that quiet, unspoken thing that sits in the corner, but it's present whenever high performance occurs. And I don't think it gets spoken about enough, Jake. Like in our new book that we have coming out in December, we close the book with that as a chapter, which is around courage. And we say, it's like going into a bookshop and asking for a book on the joy of sex and them telling you this, they don't have anything on that, but they've got 20 books on impotence. And it's like that idea that unless we speak about this and understand the nature of courage, like Lord Richard was kindly did with us, we never understand it. We never get to the heart of it. And I think the way he articulated it, it's not about always feeling brave, but it's about confronting those fears and walking towards it that is so significant.
Let me read a really short clip, actually, from the book. This is page 252, and we called this The Call of Courage. It says, "But there's something missing, a characteristic that lurked, quiet and unassuming, in the background of every single one of our podcast interviews, one that many of our high performers were too modest to even mention. Courage. It's courage that got Billy Munger back behind the wheel of a racing car just months after losing his legs. It's courage that made Kelly Holmes push herself to win gold in Athens in 2004 when everyone told her she was too old. It's courage that convinced Gareth Southgate he could transform a demoralised England team daring to rebuild their culture from the ground up. In your high performance journey, you'll need to be courageous too. The road to high performance is daunting. By definition, it involves moving away from the ordinary, that mindset you've been falling back on for years, those behaviours that make up your everyday routine, the way you approach your relationships, not just with your colleagues, but with your friends and your family too. Becoming a high performer requires change, and change is scary. You need to be brave." That's a small clip from High Performance Lessons from the Best on Becoming Your Best, which is our book that you can order right now by clicking the link in the description to this podcast. And I guess, Damien, when we first started High Performance, I fully understood All In. I fully got the consistency thing. I knew you had to dream. I knew you had to have passion. I don't really think courage was on my radar at all, you know. But then when you look back on everything that anyone has achieved to any decent level, you're totally right. You know, when it's in the book, courage is always there.
Yeah. And again, like you say, a lot of people may be a bit reticent to use that label because it sounds self-aggrandizing to describe ourselves as courageous. But when we look at it from outside in, you know, sometimes it might be the courage to walk away from a group of people that have not got your best interests at heart. Maybe it's the courage to put your hand up and say that you want to get an A in your exam rather than just settle for mediocrity, or the courage sometimes just to turn down a piece of work so you can stay at home with your family. That is all the same features. It just manifests itself in different ways for all of us.
I'm thinking back now, like while we're talking about all these episodes we've done. I mean, remember Robin Van Persie having to write down what he thought of himself, write letters to himself about his performances. Well, that's courageous. And then he also had to speak to his friends, didn't he, and say, "Listen, guys, this just, I can't hang out with you because you're not in the place where I want to go." That's courageous. I mean, even walking into the Manchester United dressing room, you know, we love to pillory footballers. Walking into an elite dressing room, you've done it, so have I. It's so nerve-wracking, isn't it? Just that tiny act takes incredible courage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and go back to episode one, Rio Ferdinand daring to go and do ballet classes when it wasn't particularly giving him much street cred. Or you go to the next one, Ant Middleton choosing to walk into that room in Afghanistan when he was crippled by fear. You know, every interview that we've done, like you just read from the book there, it's almost that quiet character that just sits in the corner, not saying anything, but it's always present.
And one final thing I want to ask you about, people who are listening to this thinking, "Oh, where is my courage? How do I find it?" I think that's the most daunting element of all, because I can totally see that it's easy to sit and go, "Great, that person had amazing courage, they achieved loads." So what do we say to people who know what they want to achieve, have a plan, have desire, they work hard, they're full of passion, but they fear they lack the courage to make those hard decisions or do those tricky things?
Yeah, I think there's lots of definitions of courage. My favourite one is just speaking your heart. So it's doing what is really important to you, what you're really passionate about. And I think that's courageous, just to articulate, "This is what matters to me. This is what's important." And telling people that, which goes back to all the features that we discuss on this podcast series, Jake. So we talk about being clear about your non-negotiable behaviours. We talk about failure is a gift rather than seeing it as terminal. All of these factors, that's all courage, but it's about being true to yourself.
There you go. I'll leave you once again with the words of Lord General Sir Richard Dannett: aim high, be the best, courage is key. Wonderful. Damien, thanks ever so much.
Loved it, Jay. Thank you.
Clear your throat, Damo.
Sorry, yeah.
Just at the end, yeah. Just at the end, he will clear his throat. Thank you very much for joining us for this bite-sized episode. Just a quick reminder, you can listen to the whole conversation with Richard Dannett. Just go and find it as one of our main episodes on the High Performance Podcast. And I really hope that if you're searching for courage today, that was helpful for you. Have a good one.